From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. On Tuesday, sharply divided U.S. voters head to the polls to elect a new president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are making a furious last-minute push for votes, ensuring their core supporters get out to the polls. Trump continues to make a strong push in the key swing state of Florida.
We're on the cusp of an incredible historic change that transfers power from a failed political establishment and returns that power to our families, communities, and citizens, to you.
Clinton tried to rally supporters in Arizona, which usually votes Republican.
And when your kids and grandkids ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, stronger, fairer America.
Both candidates are focused on rallying their base supporters. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also in the news, the United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb, killed nine, wounded 100 more near a police station that in southeastern Turkey. Some of the lawmakers were being held there. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue to push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to Mosul to provide shields for themselves. This is VOA News. Paris authorities beginning an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Officials gathered several hundred male migrants for transport in a part of the camp housing Afghans, this man among them.
We come from our country only to escape from the war, you know, to escape from fighting for this problem. So if we didn't have this problem, we will never come to this country.
The operation in Paris comes after a major campaign last week to clear the so-called Calais jungle migrant camp that is in the northern part of the country, which has for years served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000 people, mostly Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans, have been living in the Calais encampment, which has been called squalid conditions as Europe struggling for the worst migration crisis since World War II. British intelligence services warning of an increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow, the Kremlin denying those charges. But the British government is planning to spend some $2 billion on cybersecurity and to recruit an extra 1,000 intelligence officers. Henry Ridgewell is in London and is following the story.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital Jakarta against the governor turned violent with protesters burning police cars and officers responding with tear gas as well as water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed, seven others wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protest. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about all the news at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.